He just all
come from the sticks.
Yeah. Somebody came from back out in the swamps.
Come out of the sticks. That's what I mean.
Did you ever hear of people like that just wouldn't go into town more than once a year? Twice a year?
Well, no. Over here, there's some people, when after they got older, when I was young, the people that was old, you know, well, they didn't hardly go to town.
You go to town to see them, they close all the windows in their house and run behind trees and
No, I ain't never seen that guy. We never had that guy around.
Well, I've heard
some people talk about that, but I never seen nobody like that.
You know what a Hoosier was?
Yeah, well, that's what they used to call a Hoosier, yeah. But I know of people that used to live, I remember there used to be, it was still a colored fellow, used to live on Grand Bayou, Baghdad, and it was in the wood, I guess. That was the only house they had around, I guess, miles around. And they used to call him Basile and hell. I used to go pass through there sometimes, going hunting or something like that. I would pass by his house and they'll never hide, him and his wife and children. They'd be out there, they wouldn't hide. And I don't guess they used to go to no town at no time. And they still call that place right there Basile. They got a small canal, you know, that goes to the back, and they call that Basile Canal. They ain't never had no house there for maybe 40, 50 years, but still, they still call that Basile place.
Now, somebody might be waiting for you to go somewhere, and they call out to you, are you going to be ready soon? And you'd say, well, I'll be with you in just
a few minutes. Well, I'm ready.
Just a minute?
Ready whenever you're ready.
Yeah. When you weren't feeling well, say you had a fever, where would you put your hand maybe to check what, hey, you're doing? Would you?
On your pulse right there.
Okay, would you ever feel your...
Feel your pulse there.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell the way your pulse hit and if you had fever or not. Well, I could tell my children, that's how I could tell when they had fever or not.
Yeah, well, this is your what? When you want to cool down, you put a...
Well, that's if you got headache or something like that.
A rag on your what?
On your forehead. See, they had people used to treat for headache in those days. Just like we was talking about poison oak. They got a man not far from that fellow William, what you seen over there?
Yeah.
White fellow? Well, he treat for poison oak. That rash.
How did he do it?
He says some kind of prayer. And he takes that's one kind of weed that he takes that he rub on you when he make a cross every time while he's saying the prayer. Or he take elder bush and he make a cross as he, wherever you got that rash, and he make a cross on there as he say that prayer.
Does he still do that?
They still do that.
Does it work?
It works, yes, sir.
You had it done? Or?
Not me, I never had that rash. I never got that, but I done seen people go there with it. I done brought people there and they went and they get better. And they treat you for headache. Do that. For sunstroke, you know, you heard of people getting a sunstroke.
Yeah.
Well, he treats you for that. Says some kind of prayer, I don't know what kind of prayer he says. He says some kind of prayer.